We always stand out of respect to Jesus when we read from the Gospels. This is the 15th chapter of Matthew, the wonderful story of the Canaanite woman and her faith. Let's read together. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that moment. The Gospel of the Lord. I had always looked up to him. He was a pastor. I'd known him for about 40 years. And when I became a pastor, he became a spiritual role model, a mentor. And that's why I was shocked when one day he confided in me. He said, "Prayer is very important for you as a pastor." But he said, "In my prayer life, prayer is a struggle. I confess that I don't maintain a good prayer life because I wonder if my prayer does any good at all." Does my prayer do any good at all? Prayer does not come naturally for most of us, and sometimes we wonder if our praying does any good at all. We know prayer is supposed to be a dialogue, but often it feels more like a monologue, and there's nothing worse trying to talk with someone who will not talk back. We don't want to admit it, but often what we are really wondering about when we pray is this working? Am I doing it correctly? Do my prayers matter? Do my prayers do any good at all? Sometimes, to be honest, what we are wondering about prayer is, how can I pray so God will give me what I ask? It's like the little boy, when they asked him if he said his prayers every night, he replied, "No, not every night, because some nights I don't need anything." But prayer is not about getting what we want and treating God like Santa. And prayer is not so much the particular words we use or where we pray or how we pray or the length of time we pray. But prayer is about getting acquainted, about building a relationship. And prayer is about showing God that you're taking this relationship seriously. So it's not about just speaking to God, but about experiencing God, being in the presence of God. What we say, listening to God. For me, that's hard because I've already decided what I want God to say to me. Martin Luther had this legendary prayer life. One day, Luther said, "I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer." Luther taught that prayer was like a parent and a child having an intimate, meaningful conversation. He said that prayer is our duty. God commands it. God promises to hear it. Therefore, prayer is not some ritual, some burden to win God's favor, but prayer is initiated by God. It's an invitation from God. I have discovered that there are three kinds of praying: grudge praying, duty praying, and thanksgiving praying. Grudge praying says, "I have to pray." Duty praying says, "I ought to pray." And thanksgiving praying says, "I want to pray." Have to pray, ought to pray, want to pray. Which is it for you? Story about a PhD student from Princeton. He walked into Albert Einstein's office and asked him, "What in the world is there left for an original doctoral dissertation?" To which Einstein replied, "Find out about prayer. Figure out how prayer works." Einstein was not the only person interested, curious about prayer. So Einstein was not the only one curious about prayer. The disciples of Jesus were curious. The disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And it's the only time in the Bible where one person teaches another person actually how to pray. And all because they asked Jesus. The Bible says Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of the disciples approached him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray like you." So apparently the way Jesus prayed was so distinct from the way that they prayed that they said, "Lord, show us how to pray like you." Before Jesus ever fed the multitudes, he prayed. Before he selected his disciples, he prayed. Before he calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee, he prayed. He took time to pray, and the results of his prayers were so amazing that the disciples asked, "Lord, teach us to pray like that." If you are struggling with prayer, do the same. Do what the disciples did. Ask Jesus to help you, to show you how to pray. He will respond. In fact, in your prayer, make that very request of him. Many of us approach prayer as the way to tell God what we need. But prayer is not about getting something from God, but about getting closer to God. And it's as if God is saying, "Don't bring me your shopping list. I already know what's on it. We'll deal with that later," God says. "But first, bring me your heart. Bring me your attention. Bring me your love. Bring me your relationship," God says. So prayer is not mainly about getting things from the Lord as it is spending time with the Lord. I have their permission to tell this story. It's a couple here at church. They have a daughter. She's a young woman. She has a boyfriend named Michael. Michael, as they say, has issues. He's got issues. He is angry. That's a nice way of saying it. The truth is, Michael is consumed by rage. Anger rules him. So the parents of Michael's girlfriend told me about the situation. They felt helpless. They were naturally concerned. They actually feared for their daughter's life in this relationship. They also admitted that since she lives so far away, they felt powerless. I did not agree with them. Powerless? No, they were not powerless. They can pray, for there is no greater power than prayer. Pray, and pray not just for your daughter and her safety. God certainly hears that prayer. May you be a praying person. May you be a praying church. Can I get an amen? Amen.